Sarah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the process from you first had your symptoms till you got diagnosed, please.
Okay. I think it probably started at the beginning of last year. I started to find that I'd got floaters and odd things going on with my vision. After being to the opticians on numerous occasions, being told I needed varifocals, which just didn't agree with me, because all it was doing was magnifying the eye condition that I had. Eventually, they referred me to see a consultant. I went on the 1st of December. They did the usual test, angiogram, and I was put on very high levels of steroids initially, which were lowered sort of every couple of weeks. I saw the consultant probably every fortnight and had lots of different tests, and eventually he diagnosed me, I think in February. He then sent me for a referral to see the regional specialist. He wasn't sure that it was birdshot, so he reduced my steroids again to see how it reacted on the reduction. I went back to see him in June, and he said that he wanted me to come totally off the steroids because he thought it was one of the white dot syndrome diseases. I was off them for 8 weeks. I went on holiday at the beginning of August, and on my second day on holiday, it all flared up again. So I had a fortnight away, came back, went to see the original consultant again, who immediately did a further eye angiogram, stood by his original diagnosis, and hence I'm now down here. And very, very kindly, Professor Stanford's actually had a look at my angiogram because it was on a disc, and he's given me the diagnosis today and said it's definitely birdshot.
How did you react to being on a high doses of steroids initially?
Not very well at all. I was very ill.
Talk us through that, please.
I put on an awful lot of weight. My mood swings were shocking. I was very much up and down, irritable. It affected my sleeping patterns. Every aspect of my life was affected by it. Headaches, really bad headaches. And it was there all the time.
And how are you feeling now?
I actually don't feel too bad at the moment, albeit I started suffering with palpitations, and mood swings are still a little bit hit and miss, and the weight's starting to creep.
You obviously had a little bit of a roller coaster. So you were to give those medical specialist a piece of advice, because from a patient's point of view, of course, it's not very satisfactory.
No, it's not. That was very hard for me, because once I'd been diagnosed, I thought, oh great, well, at least now I know what it is and now we can move on. So then to be told that no, I don't think that's what it is, it was very difficult. Today's sort of helped enormously, because now I want to move to the next stage and get some proper medication for it. But I think the hardest thing from a patient's point of view is you go to the clinic, you never see the same person twice, or you've got to argue with the nursing staff to say, no, I've come to see Mr. So-and-so, and really dig your heels in and say you won't see anybody else. And that doesn't seem right if it's something like birdshot, a rare disease. I think you should be basically given a little bit more help in seeing the person that's the specialist in the field. I'm very lucky, because apart from once, I've seen the same specialist. He has sort of taken me under his wing sort of thing, and I do see him all the time. But it's a little bit different than when I go see the regional specialist, because they don't know me there. I've only been twice, and they sort of put me down to see anybody.
For people listening in, watching this, who may just have been diagnosed with birdshot, like you, what have you got to say to them?
I just wish it had been sooner. Albeit, I suppose, in comparison to some people, December to now isn't very long. It would have been nice that when I was given the diagnosis in February, that was it, and I was now further along in the drugs being treated for it. So, yeah, it sort of has had a massive effect.
Have you told your friends and family that
they're aware. And I've got some great support around me, but it's not about them, it's about me and how I feel.
I understand.
So that's quite difficult.
Now that you have the diagnosis, is it a weight off your shoulders today?
Well, it's nice to finally know. And now it's looking to the future to see how it's managed and what happens next.
An organisation like BOSS, how do you feel that you can benefit from being part of them?
Marvellous. They've absolutely been marvellous. In fact, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here, because I didn't have the diagnosis. I questioned whether I should be coming down at all. And because I was emailing Annie, she was very, very helpful and suggested that I should come down. It would be most beneficial to me, and it's proved to be. It's been an excellent day, and I'm really glad I came.